Okay, so like, have you ever been in that situation where, you're hired to do a couple of things at your job, and then suddenly they decide, oh, you don't have to do this part anymore, but then guess what? They want to pay you less too.
Yeah, I think we've all probably felt that, right? Like, wait a minute, that wasn't part of the deal.
Exactly. That's what we're getting into today on this deep dive. We're looking at a case, an actual court case from Oregon back in 1971, George v. School District Num 8R. It all revolves around this idea. Can your employer just like unilaterally cut your pay if they take away some of your responsibilities, even if you had a contract?
It's a fascinating question. Really gets into the nitty-gritty of employment contracts and the concept of divisibility. Can different parts of an agreement be treated separately?
Right. And to break this all down, we've got a few sources we're looking at. There's some great background info from the Case Briefs Unpacked podcast, which kind of sets the scene.
Yeah, and then we've also got a super detailed case brief on George V's School District No. 8R, which goes really deep, plus a standard brief for, like, that classic legal perspective.
So for anyone listening who's into the whole world of legal agreements, employment law, this is for you. This is about understanding what happens when job roles change and those pesky contracts come into play.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's paint a picture of this situation. We got to meet our main player, Robert George. Back in 68, he's a high school teacher, right? Been there since 62, actually, but also he's a football coach. So he's got this dual role going on, and he signs this 3-year contract with the school district.
The contract says his annual salary is going to be $11,300.
Which back then,
Not bad.
yeah, not bad at all. And here's the thing, the contract actually mentions $2,000 specifically for extra duties, athletics.
So right off the bat, it seems like they're bundling the teaching and the coaching into one compensation package.
Right, like here's your money for being a teacher coach. But then a year later, things get interesting. It's 1969, and the school board decides we're not so happy with Mr. George as the football coach anymore.
His team's performance wasn't great, so they decided to fire him from the coaching position.
Ouch. So now what? He's still a teacher, right?
But here's where the problem starts. They then tell him, okay, since you're not coaching anymore, we're going to reduce your salary by that $2,000.
So imagine that, listeners. You agree to do two jobs for a certain amount of money, they take away one job, and bam, they cut your pay.
And that's exactly what didn't sit well with Mr. George. He refused the pay cut, and the school board, well, they went a step further.
They actually declared his entire teaching position vacant, like, you're out.
And they went and hired someone else to replace him.
Bold move, right. But Mr. George was not backing down. So what did he do? He files a lawsuit, and his main argument is that his contract, that original 3-year deal, was indivisible.
Meaning you can't just chop it up and pick and choose which parts to keep and which parts to throw away.
Exactly. So this is where the legal battle really heats up. And the key question that the court had to grapple with was, can a school district, any employer really, just change the terms of a contract like that midway through?
Can they unilaterally reduce someone's salary just because they took away some of the duties they originally agreed to?
Yeah, it raises all these questions about fairness, the whole idea of contracts being binding agreements, And you can see both sides here,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It's not a simple black and white situation.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a simple black and white situation.
Okay, so let's break down the arguments a little more. From Mr. George's side, he's basically saying, look, that $11,300 was a single promise for me to do both these jobs.
Teaching and coaching, yeah.
And when the school district took away the coaching part, he saw that as them breaking the entire agreement.
And his point was that refusing the pay cut wasn't him resigning. It was him standing up for what he felt was his right under the contract. Right. He was saying, hey, this isn't what we agreed on. But the school district had their own perspective. They were arguing that the teaching and coaching roles were always distinct, like separate items on a menu.
And that $2,000 was specifically for coaching. So when the coaching went away, so did that part of the pay.
So it all comes down to this big legal idea of divisibility of contracts. Can you actually separate the different parts of a contract, or is it like a package deal? It's like, think about it this way, listeners. If you like buy a car and it comes with a separate warranty for the tires, maybe that's divisible.
Right, you could potentially cancel the tire warranty and still have the core agreement for the car itself.
But with Mr. George, the question was, are those two roles, teacher and coach, so intertwined that you can't just pull one out without messing up the whole agreement?
And that's where the court really had to dive into the details of the contract itself.
Okay, so what did the court focus on?
Well, Under Judge Schwab, they really scrutinized the language of the contract. And one thing that stuck out to them was that the contract mentioned this flat annual salary of $11,300, right?
Yeah, for 3 years.
But there wasn't any specific breakdown within the contract itself about how much of that money was for teaching versus coaching. No separate pay schedules, nothing like that.
So like on paper, it just looked like one lump sum.
Exactly. And this lack of clear separation really seemed to matter to the court because it suggested that maybe, at least when they wrote the contract, the school district didn't intend to treat the pay for each role as completely separate.
Right. It kind of reinforced Mr. George's point that it was a package deal.
And then the court noticed another interesting detail. The contract actually referred to Mr. George as a teacher coach.
Like one word.
Yeah, hyphenated. And they interpreted that as implying an integrated role, that the school district was looking for someone to do both these things, not someone to do teaching and then separately someone else to do coaching.
So the wording of the contract really seemed to be working in Mr. George's favor.
Absolutely. Plus, there was nothing to suggest that there had been separate discussions about the terms of employment for each role. Like, no evidence that they had haggled over the coaching pay apart from the teaching pay.
So it was all kind of presented as one unified position?
Right. And then the court did something really interesting. They looked beyond the specific contract to consider the wider context, specifically the custom in the field of education.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, they acknowledge that in high schools especially, it's very common for teachers to also take on coaching roles. It's kind of a packet deal in many cases.
So they're saying it's like an industry standard.
Exactly. And their argument was that unless a contract specifically says these roles are separate and the pay is divisible, the assumption should be that they're bundled together.
So basically, the court is saying that common practice supports Mr. George's interpretation of the contract.
Right. And because of all this, the lack of clear separation in the contract, the teacher-coach wording, and the common practice in schools, the court decided that the school district's attempt to cut Mr. George's pay was a material breach of the contract.
Okay, now break that down for our listeners. Material breach. What does that mean in plain English?
Essentially, it means a serious violation of the terms of the agreement, something so substantial that it undermines the whole purpose of the contract.
So it's not just a minor technicality, it's a big deal.
Right. And the court also clarified that when Mr. George refused the pay cut, that wasn't him quitting. It was him saying, no, I'm holding you to the original agreement we made.
Like, you can't just change the rules of the game halfway through.
Exactly. And so the court's final decision was that, yes, this contract was indivisible. The school district couldn't just remove the coaching duties and then cut his pay without his consent.
So Mr. George wins.
He does. And this decision has some really important takeaways for everyone, not just teachers or coaches.
Yeah, I mean, this was back in 1971. Why should anyone listening today care about this case?
Well, for one thing, it shows how crucial it is to have clear and unambiguous language in any contract, but especially employment contracts. If an employer wants to have the flexibility to adjust roles and pay separately, that needs to be spelled out in the contract.
No room for guesswork.
Right. And secondly, the case highlights that courts don't just look at the literal words of a contract. They also try to figure out what the parties intended when they made the agreement.
So context matters.
Absolutely. They look at things like industry norms, the history of the relationship between the parties, all of that. And finally, the case underscores the significance of a material breach. Like, if one side makes a major change to the core terms of the deal without consent, the other side might have grounds to say the whole contract's been broken.
So pay attention to those big changes, listeners. And it's interesting to note, this George v. School District case, it wasn't a one-off decision. Even later cases, like Brown v. Board of Education of Morgan County in 1977, they cited this case to reinforce the idea that these dual-role contracts are usually seen as indivisible.
Unless the contract explicitly says otherwise, of course.
Right. So big takeaway here, listeners. When you're looking at any employment contract, pay super close attention to how your duties and your pay are described. If you're taking on multiple roles, make sure it's clear whether those are separate, divisible parts or one whole indivisible package.
Because if there's any ambiguity, it could be interpreted against the person who wrote the contract, which is usually the employer.
So know your rights, read the fine print, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Good advice.
So there you have it, our deep dive into George v. School District number 8R. It all boils down to this. Even though the school district tried to cut Mr. George's pay after removing his coaching duties, the court said, nope, not so fast. That contract was indivisible, and you can't just change the terms like that.
And it really highlights the importance of clear contracts and understanding what everyone intended when they signed on the dotted line.
Exactly. But it makes you think, right? In today's world, jobs are changing all the time. Roles are evolving. Maybe we need even clearer and more flexible contract language to avoid these kinds of disputes in the first place.
It's a really interesting question to ponder. How do we create agreements that protect both the employee and the employer in a rapidly changing work landscape?
Something for all of us to consider as we navigate our own careers.
For sure.
And for those of you who are really into this whole legal world, it might be worth checking out some other cases where this idea of divisibility of contracts has come up.
Lots of fascinating legal battles out there.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.